Hello and welcome. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from Good Fight Baptist Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me tonight to hear this short message that I have. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to teach a little bit on confession of sin as per 1 John 1:9. All right, so let's go there. 1 John 1:9. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, many say that that verse there is dealing with salvation, and they say that you need to repent of your sins to be saved, and that verse shows it. So is that really true? Well, let's go ahead and let's read the whole thing in context. All right, so let's start in verse 3. 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So there you see the word fellowship twice. All right. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So what you see there in context is fellowship. So confessing your sin to God is for a believer. He is to confess his sin to God, because sin takes us out of the proper fellowship with God. And remember this, that all unrighteousness is sin. Amen. So we need to, as believers, as Christians, we need to fully acknowledge our sin as being evil toward God. We shouldn't have any excuses for ourselves, and we shouldn't blame others. You know, when Adam and Eve, they ate of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then God comes, you know, and he calls out to Adam, and then Adam blames Eve, said, well, she gave it to me and I ate of it, and then it's your fault, God, because you gave her to me. If you would not have given her to me, I would not have ate of that tree. And then the woman says, well, the serpent beguiled me. It's the serpent's fault. That's what man does. But when we confess our sins, we need to acknowledge it, all right, as evil toward God, with no excuses for ourselves, and we should not blame others. All right, look at Psalms 51, 1 to 4. Psalms 51, verses 1 to 4. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Now let's read verse 5 also. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Conception is not a sin, all right, but it just shows that we are born into sin. Amen. All right, so hyper dispensationalists, they say that we do not need to confess our sins to God, because our sins were dealt with at Calvary. Yes, that is true. Our sins were dealt with at Calvary. You know, all of our sins, past, present, and future. All right, they're all dealt with, all judged at Calvary. But still, as believers, when we commit a sin, what it does is it makes us dirty inside. All right? And it takes us out of the proper fellowship with God. All right? So, if we confess it to God, then God cleanses that dirtiness that we have inside, and then he puts us right back into the proper fellowship with him. Amen. So even the Apostle Paul confessed his sins. All right, look at Acts 26. And let's read verses 10 and 11. And this is Paul speaking here, and he says, which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them off in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. All right, now look at 1 Timothy 1:13. 1 Timothy 1:13. And let's read verses 12 and 13. And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. All right, so a believer is to confess their sins to God on a regular basis. Let's look at what Paul says about this. All right, look at 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11, And we'll start in verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. All right, so the Apostle Paul there, he said we are to judge ourselves. If we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So what we do is we judge our sin as sin, and then we confess it to God as per 1 John 1:9. All right, and then God cleanses us and puts us right back into the proper fellowship with Him. But if we do not confess our sin, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that God will spank us to get us back on track, just as parents spank their kids when they get out of line, to get them back in line. All right. I know that when I was growing up, if I got out of line, my mom would go outside to a tree, and she would tear off a stick of that tree. And then I would get it. And praise God that she did do that, because that kept me in line. So when you are chastened of the Lord, don't get upset with Him and don't get mad at Him. He is doing that for your own good. Amen. So, confess your sin to God on a regular basis. That's what you and I need to do. Amen. All right, so I will go ahead and I will stop right there. Thank you so very much for listening. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family, for the ministry that He has entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.